السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم everyone and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, we are going to start with the recitation of today's lesson, alhamdulillah, continuing from Surah Ali Imran, starting from ayah number 191 to ayah number 197, inshallah. And we're just going to first start with the recitation of these verses from ayah number 191. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 191 to ayah number 197. So for our theory, we're just going to continue the review of makharij. In the last class, we were covering the letter lam coming from the sides of the tongue, touching the gums of the upper eight teeth. And also we learned that lam is one of two letters in the Arabic alphabet that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So of these two letters, we have the letter lam and we have the letter ra. So these are the two letters, and then we have letters which are permanently heavy, meaning that no matter the case, they are always going to be heavy, and there is no distinction between the different scenarios. So in any case, no matter what harakat, it is always going to be heavy. These are khusadakhtunkiv. And then we have the two letters lam and ra. Sometimes they are heavy, sometimes they are light based on the case. And then the rest of the Arabic letters are automatically light. No matter the case, they are always going to be light. So of these two letters, lam and ra, the scenario for the lam to be heavy is if it occurs in the name of Allah only. So this is the only time you are going to see a heavy lam. So the heavy lam only occurs in ism jalala, so in the name of Allah. And keep a note that Allahumma is also included within this rule. So anytime you see the word Allahumma, you are going to recite it heavy because it is the name of Allah. So only in the name of Allah will you find this heavy lam. In every other letter or in any other word, you are not going to make the lam heavy. So this is very important. Please keep this in mind as we go forward with the ruling of the heavy lam. So for the letter lam, it is going to be heavy, like we said, in the name of Allah. And you're going to know that it is heavy if the letter before has a fatha or if the letter before has a dhamma. So now we have the name of Allah. We are looking at the letter before the name of Allah. So it has to have a fatha or a dhamma. Then you are going to make the name of Allah heavy. So either a fatha or a dhamma. So for example, if the word is innallaha. So now we have the name of Allah. The letter before is noon with a fatha. So remember, if it is fatha and there is the name of Allah, the lam is going to be heavy. Innallaha. Now you can tell the back of the tongue is being raised. So this is now going to be a heavy lam. Also, if you have the word Rasulullahi, so here the letter before Allah is the letter lam, it is going to have a dhamma, so the lam in Allah is going to be heavy. Rasulullahi. Now, we have fatha and dhamma for heavy lam. What that leaves us with is kasra. So if the letter before the name of Allah has a kasra, then it is going to be light. So for example, if we have the word lillahi, so here the letter before Allah is lam with a kasra, li. So it is going to be light. Lillahi. So it just depends on the letter before the name of Allah. If the letter before is kasra, it is going to be light. If the letter before is fatha or dhamma, then it is going to be heavy. And again, only for the name of Allah. So some people do get confused and they start making the lam heavy in other cases. But remember, it only works for the name of Allah. In any other case, if you have the letter lam, you're just going to read it like normal light. And only in the name of Allah can it sometimes become heavy. So that was the letter lam. The heavy and light lam. Now, inshallah, let's move on to the next letter. Now we are moving on to the tip of the tongue. So we moved from the sides of the tongue to the tip of the tongue. And the letter that is from the tip of the tongue is the letter noon. So noon is going to be the tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So this is the letter noon. Also, it is the letter N in English as well. So it's pretty easy to pronounce. Na, ni, nu, an. Now, noon is also a letter of tawassut. So inshallah, we will go over tawassut again. What is tawassut? Tawassut means that you are just going to spend a little bit of time on this letter when it has a sukun. So you're just going to roll the sound a little bit, not too much, but we want to make sure that we are resting on this letter just a little bit. And you're going to notice that the sound naturally rolls on the tongue. So when I say the letter N, you're going to notice that it just goes on and on. Naturally, this is the sound of the letter. So we're going to feed into that just a little bit, not too much. We're going to spend just a couple of moments on this letter. So for example, when we have Surah Fatiha, An'amta. So you see here, we're just resting on the noon, the meem. We're not going too fast. We're not saying An'amta. And we're not saying ana amata. So we're not putting a fatha on these letters. We're just resting on them for a little bit and then moving on. So noon is a letter of tawassut. The letters of tawassut are lin, umar, lam, noon, ayn, meem, and ra. So these are the letters of tawassut. We just rest on them for a little bit. And then we move on with the next letter. Now, something about the letter Noon is that this is one of two letters in the Arabic alphabet that has two makharij. So there are two areas where the sound comes from. And these are two letters that have these two makharij. So first we have the letter Noon and we have the letter Meem. So for the letter Noon and Meem, something special about them is that they also come from Al-Khayshum. So Al-Khayshum is the nasal passage, meaning that naturally when you are saying the letter Noon, some of that sound is going to be coming from your nose. And you can experience this if you've ever had a cold, if you've ever had a stuffy nose, you're going to know that that sound of the noon and the meme is not coming clearly. And to experiment, you can close your own nose. First you say na, then you close your nose and say na again. So I'll say it na, now my nose is closed, na. So you can hear that it's very nasally, the sound is not coming out very clearly. Why is that? Because the sound naturally comes from the nasal passage as well as its original makhraj. So you are going to be using the tongue, but for the noon, you will also be using the nose. Same for the letter meem. Meem is from the lips. Inshallah, we'll learn the makhraj later on. But you have the lips along with the nose. So for the meem and the noon, you are going to be having some of that sound from the nose as well. So this is something special about the letter Noon and about the letter Meem, that both of them have two makhraj, that they have the original sound, and then also some of that sound is coming from the nose. Now, if we have a sound coming from the nose, we are going to call it Ghunna. So this is the Arabic word. Please memorize this if you can. So the word ghunna is referring to any sound that is coming from the nose. So if you are using your nose, you are going to say that this sound has ghunna. So anytime you have that sound of the noon, the sound of the meem, it is going to be from the nose and it is going to have this ghunna. It is going to have that nasalization, meaning that it is coming from the nose. So keep this in mind. Inshallah, we will come back to it in the next class, but this word ghunna, I do want you to keep in mind to remember for now that anytime we have a sound coming from the nose, this is what is going to be referred as, and we will go back to this when we're doing the noon sakin and tanween rules as well. If you remember, those also use the nose because it is noon sakin and tanween. So you have the noon and the meem sound. Therefore, you are going to be using the nose and you're also going to have ghunna. So just keep that in mind. Inshallah, we will come back to it in the next class. Now, for now, we're going to move on to the analysis of these verses starting from ayah number 191. So here we have the name of Allah, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. So Allah here is going to be heavy. How do I know? I'm looking at the letter before the name of Allah. The letter is Noon with a Fatha. So remember, if you have Fatha, the name of Allah is going to be heavy. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. قَاف is heavy. وَقُعُودًا and قَاف is heavy. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure you do have a little bit of that friction in the throat. You do have a little bit of squeezing, of constraint when you are reading this letter, عَيْن. جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. رَاء here is heavy. فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا. رَاء is going to be heavy in this case. مَا خَلَقْتَ. Qaf is going to have heaviness. It is also going to have qalqala, meaning there is a little bit of a bounce when we have sukun here. خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Ta is going to be heavy. Subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. Subhanak, ha is going to be from the throat. Faqina, qaf is heavy. Adhab an-nar, ra here at the end is going to be heavy. Rabbana, ra is going to be heavy. And this is also a four count med. We're going to pull this for four counts. Innaka man tudkhil an-nar. Dal is going to have qalqala, just a little bit of that bouncing sound. Khi is going to be heavy. An-nar, ra is going to be heavy in this case. Faqad, dal again is going to have qalqala. Akhzayta, kha is going to have a heaviness. And then ha at the end, we're just going to allow some of this breath to be released at the end of this ha. So it has humps. So we're just going to make sure we have that ha audible. Akhzayta. So allow a little bit of air to escape. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ. Ra is going to be heavy. مِنْ أَنصَار. Sad is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. رَبَّنَا. Ra is going to be heavy. And then also this is a four count med. So we're just going to pull this for four counts. إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ. أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. So here when we have the noon, we are going to rest on this noon. It has the wasut. So you'll notice we spend just a little bit of time. أَنْ آمِنُوا. So just rest on that noon. فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا. رَا is going to be heavy. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. غَيْن is heavy. رَا in this case is heavy. ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ. رَا in this case is going to be light. عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Ra at this end here, both of these ra actually are going to be heavy. Rabbana, ra again is heavy. Wa atina ma wa'adtana ala rusulik. Wa la tukhsina, kha is going to be heavy. Yawm al-qiyamah, qaf is going to be heavy. And then ta marbuta at the end. Again, we're going to make sure we have a little bit of air escaping. We're sighing a little bit almost from the throat to make sure that this ha is audible. Yawm al-qiyamah. So just have a little bit of that air at the end. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. And then dal here we are ending on قَلْقَلَ. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. رَا is heavy. أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ. This is four count med. And then here we're going to be very careful with the عَيْن. So every letter in these three words, it is going to have عَيْن. So we're going to make sure we are saying it from the middle of the throat. أُضِيعُ. عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ. So again, make sure you have that عَيْن down. Make sure it is coming from the middle of the throat. You are going to feel a little bit of squeezing, and that is the proper way to say this letter. أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Here is going to be light. بَعْضُكُمْ. Again, we have that letter عَيْن. بَعْضُكُمْ. ضَاد is heavy. مِنْ بَعْض. عَيْن again from the throat. ضَاد is heavy. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا. Ra is heavy. وَأُخْرِجُوا. Ra is light. مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Ra is light. وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي. وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا. لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ. Ra is going to be heavy. سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Ra is going to be light. مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Ra is going to be heavy. ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. So here the name of Allah is going to be light. The letter before is dal with a kasra. So it is light. عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. وَاللَّهُ. The name of Allah here is heavy. Wow has a fatha. عِنْدَهُ. حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. But here we are ending on a قَلْقَلَ. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ. غَيْن is heavy. Ra is heavy. تَقَلُّبْ. الثقاف is going to be heavy. الذين كفروا راء is heavy في البلاد. دال is going to have قلقلة. متاع قليل. قاف is going to be heavy. ثم مأواهم. So here we have همزة with a سكون. همزة we learned is a letter of جهر, meaning that the sound is going to stop when you have سكون. So we're just going to stop here a little abruptly, just completely stop the sound. You're going to have a little bit of a jerking sound. مأواهم, so just jerk a little bit. جهنم وبئسل, again we have همزة with a سكون, so we're going to have جهر, just a little bit of that jerking sound. الميحاد, دال is going to have قلقلة at the end. So we're just going to say these letters with همزة one more time. ثم مأواهم, so a little bit of that jerking sound. جهنم وبئس, again you have that jerking sound on the hamza. وبئسل ميهاد, and then here we have dal with a qalqala, just a little bit of that bouncing sound. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 191 to ayah number 197, and inshallah we'll continue from there in the next class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone, inshallah I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.